Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement has taken a narrow lead against groups allied with China's Communist Party after a legislative election there yesterday. But the gain is not as strong as some expected, Alistair Wanklin reports.
There was a strong turnout, up 17% on the last election, in a poll seen as a test of support for Beijing's one-party system. Its opponents gained an early lead, but a thin one, and disappointing, said one lawmaker from that bloc. Observers saying splits within the pro-democracy camp weakened its showing against Beijing loyalists. Some had expected pro-democracy candidates to do well, thanks to recent public outrage at proposals by Beijing that Hong Kong schoolchildren take mandatory classes in patriotism. That would teach, among other things, that a one-party system is best. Many protesters criticised that as brainwashing, and hours before the polls opened, authorities backed down, saying the classes would now be only voluntary. The standoff compounded ongoing resentment in Hong Kong at economic migrants from mainland China, whom residents accuse of filling Hong Kong hospitals and pushing up property prices. Now, attention turns to Beijing's own leadership shake-up expected this autumn. It doesn't hold elections, but reports say there is factional fighting within the Communist Party over whether reformers or conservatives should get leadership posts. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.